From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is throwing its weight behind the heightened security procedures in place at the nation's airports. Presidential spokesman Joe Gibbs saying the security procedures, which include full-body scans and far more intrusive pat-downs, are needed to improve passenger safety. Officials also say they hope passengers don't refuse the procedures, causing delays for others, a sentiment that was echoed today by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We hope people will not opt out. We hope people will appreciate and understand the goal, the purpose, and the need for what is being done, and be partners in this.
With the busy holiday travel season approaching, some travelers have talked about protesting the new requirements. A jury has found a Salvadoran immigrant guilty of murdering Capitol Hill intern Chandra Levy in 2001. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, Levy's disappearance made national headlines after she was romantically linked with then-Congressman Gary Condit.
Condit was once a suspect in the case, but last year prosecutors charged Ingmar Gwandike with the murder, alleging he attempted to rob Levy as she jogged in a park. The jury has convicted him on two counts of first-degree murder, despite no DNA evidence and no eyewitness. Two women testified that they were attacked by Gwandike around the same time, and a former cellmate said Gwandike had confessed to the killing. Defense attorneys contend the investigation was mishandled and their client is a scapegoat. Gwandike could face 30 years to life in prison. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Searchers in Utah have resumed their hunt for a man they believe shot a park ranger there. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, police think they now know who they're looking for.
Police released a picture and description of 40-year-old Lance Leroy Arellano, who they suspect of shooting park ranger Brody Young on Friday night. A car registered to Arellano is parked in a lot at a trailhead in southern Utah where the shootout occurred. No one is saying why the shooting happened, but the ranger was critically injured and has undergone several operations. A bloody T-shirt at the scene makes police think Arellano was also wounded. Police believe he's armed and hiding out in a rugged canyon south of Moab, Utah. Officers on foot and in the air are searching in crevices, small caves, and along the Colorado River. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The death toll in Cambodia has now risen to well over 300 after a mass stampede at a bridge near the country's capital. The country's prime minister says the incident occurred as thousands of people were celebrating a water festival on an island near the capital. According to witnesses, the stampede started after several people were electrocuted on the small bridge connecting Phnom Penh to nearby Diamond Island. People then tried to flee. Dozens were either trampled to death or drowned in a tributary of the lake. Stocks, after falling by 1% earlier in the trading session, managed to recover most of their lost ground before the closing bell. The market's initial decline came amid concerns over the widening European debt crisis. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 24 points. The Nasdaq was up 13 points. This is NPR. Investors are selling off Irish bank stocks today in the wake of the announcement the European Union has agreed to a multi-billion dollar rescue package. Ireland's rescue comes on the heels of a major EU bailout for Greece back in May. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cohen's government faced an immediate threat to its survival following the announcement of the $136 billion bailout, with the Green Party coalition threatening to withdraw unless he announces a January national election. Sources, however, have said Cohen does not plan to seek a dissolution of Parliament or to step down. Security officials in Germany today closed one of Germany's most popular tourist attractions, the 19th-century parliament building, the Reichstag. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the closure follows a report that Islamist militants might target the building.
The report this weekend in the German magazine Der Spiegel said a jihadist living in a foreign country warned German authorities that a sleeper cell of armed militants planned to attack the Reichstag. Police and the Interior Ministry have tried to downplay the story. Nonetheless, the historic parliament building was closed Monday to all except small groups with advance bookings. Some 60 armed police officers are now stationed around the complex. Government officials offered no explanation but said the closure would last until further notice. The building has played a central role in German history. Hitler used a fire in the Reichstag as a pretext to suspend civil liberties and consolidate dictatorial powers. It was the scene of fierce fighting during World War II. Today, the Parliament building, with its modern glass-domed top, attracts more than 3 million visitors a year. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. The price of crude was down 24 cents a barrel today to close at $81.74 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington. Support.